The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, with Christmas right around the corner, I thought I'd share with you who Santa Claus actually is. Santa Claus is a jolly, rotund fellow whose wholesome image as a beloved children's figure is somewhat undermined by the fact that he must be on crack to be able to personally deliver gifts to nearly 7 billion people in roughly 9 hours. That's quite a physical feat, all right. And by the way, who delivers presents to cats and dogs? Why, Santa Paws, of course. All right. Aloha, good morning, and welcome to a pre-Christmas edition of the program. I am one of your cast of Christmas characters, the Snowman, here to keep you cool and healthy, and we thank you so much for joining us on this pre-Christmas edition of the program. I want to thank two guest hosts that filled in for me last week when I was flattened by the flu. Everybody says, David, you can't get sick. You're the host of Dr. Health. You know, I might remind you that doctors get sick, doctors die, doctors have ailments and diseases. Of course, I'm not a doctor, but a lot of people put doctors on a pedestal and they say, you know, they for some reason think that nothing ever happens to them health-wise. Anyway, Dr. Mark Kaler joined us last week, who gave an excellent presentation on, ironically, colds and flu remedies, which we had scheduled weeks before that. So it had already been planned. We were planning on covering that show topic. And believe me, I did not contract the virus to test the effectiveness of any of the remedies that he talked about, although I did use some of them during my illness last week. Also, weight loss expert Sunny Brooks took over the second hour of the program, and she interviewed biochemist Randy Perupkin, one of our resident health experts here on the show, talking about holiday digestive health. So thank you so much to both of those guest hosts who filled in for me at the last minute when I could not be here. That's the thing about live radio, you know, the show must go on. All right, in this hour of the program, David Stone joins us. No relation, you know. You know, it's funny because I realized yesterday that we also share the same middle initial. So it's David Stone and David Snow and or David Ace Snow Stone, and I am David A. Snow. But anyway, he's going to be talking about anxiety. He has a new book out called Unsubscribe to Anxiety. And, you know, anxiety has a dramatic effect on your health. If you can lower your anxiety levels, you can increase the level of your health. And so we'll talk about how and why we worry, and are we trained to worry, and also the ups and downs of anxiety, the habit of worrying. You know, a lot of people, it's a habit like anything else, and some people don't think they can stop worrying, or at least to the extent that they do. I mean, if they don't worry, bad things are going to happen. Well, guess what? Bad things may happen anyway, whether you worry or not. But we'll talk about letting anxiety go and what's the worst that can happen. And also, is worrying genetic? And finally, how to live a worry-free life and express more gratitude and have purpose and taking action, new mental habits in your life to institute to take place of those worry habits. So we'll talk to David Stone in just a few minutes after these announcements and the Health Hotline news. Well, today is, besides being the shortest day of the year, is Humbug Day, allowing all those preparing for Christmas to vent their frustrations. 12 humbugs allowed. All right. Bah, humbug. All right. Okay, and tomorrow is Be a Lover of Silence Day. Oh, this is my kind of day. I just love everything being quiet, you know. My favorite neighbors are the ones I can't hear. Day to be a lover of silence, quiet, and stillness. Annually, December 22nd. How about that? Embrace the silence and go to a silent place if you can. I know sometimes it's hard in big cities like ours. We have, what, the 13th or 15th largest city in the nation, something like that. Anyway, all right, having said that, straight ahead in the news. The latest and heaviest obesity stats in the U.S. Wow, is this going to weigh down our healthcare system? Shocking stats there. Plus, we give you the dirt on germs, how harmless habits can be playing havoc with your health. Also, does a smart person really have more brain cells than a less intelligent individual? Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hello, this is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Did you know compelling new research published in top medical journals links inflammation to heart health, brain health, and even lifespan?
That's right.
Physicians and healthcare professionals now agree the key to health and longevity is managing your inflammatory health.
I agree.
I agree too.
Absolutely.
I concur.
So why don't we manage inflammatory health with these well-known anti-inflammatories? The answer? The risk of side effects from chronic use. The truth is, there are no anti-inflammatories safe enough for chronic use. Until now. Introducing Xanthicin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Visit GNC, your neighborhood inflammatory health center, to learn more.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Well, no way to sugarcoat this news, I'll tell you. Nearly half of Americans will be obese within the next decade. This new report that you may have seen out this week. Cut to the chase here. Nutrition expert Dr. Lawrence Appel of Johns Hopkins University says we're going to have some pretty awful problems medically and financially because so many people weigh too much. And the New England Journal of Medicine is where this was published on Wednesday. And it led led by scientists at Harvard and George Washington Universities. They found that obesity rates, of course, raise the risk of heart disease and most diseases, stroke, diabetes, cancer, etc. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they estimate that 40% of U.S. adults are obese now. And the new research says that by 2030, 50% of adults will be obese. Isn't that special? Severe obesity will become the most common weight category among women, blacks, and low-income adults. Wow, that's huge. You know, the cost of obesity is astronomical. Well, you know, I don't think it's any coincidence that the average television screen size in America, and a lot of you are getting TV sets for Christmas or giving them, is now over 40 inches. I talked to some people. Oh, yeah, we just got a 55-inch screen, or we just got a 60-inch screen. It's beyond belief. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, 21 inches, that was... Oh, if you had a 21-inch screen, you were doing good. Anyway, 40 inches is now the average television screen, which is also the average male waistline is 41 inches in America. And as I always say, the larger and fatter the TV screen, the larger and fatter the TV viewer. So there you go. Larger TV for Christmas. Get some exercise equipment instead. Go to a fitness facility. All right, the dirt on germs. Okay, how bad is it when you leave pizza out overnight? A lot of you guys do. Well, the crust is dry. The sauce is acidic. That's a good thing. Pepperoni's usually so full of preservatives, although it can breed bacteria. But if you have any moist toppings like spinach or things that bring moisture to the pizza, you're going to have a breeding ground for microbes, and that can cause diarrhea and vomiting and things that if you do ingest that pizza, you're going to have problems. So refrigerating pizza within 4 hours, actually 2 hours would be even better, the two-hour rule. What if you forget to wash your hands? Well, it's unlikely you'll pick up a germ while urinating, if you do number two, that's a whole other story. So that's the rule, is always wash. Well, you always want to wash anyway, but if you don't wash when you're, from number one, not a big thing. What if you sleep on dirty sheets? How disgusting is that? Well, people, a lot of guys that I know, they, week after week, they use the same sheets. They never change their sheets or wash them. Anyway, many people carry staph on their bacteria on their skin without it causing problems, but it can, if the germs you naturally shed while you sleep multiply enough, it can cause problems. And so you want to aim to launder your sheets weekly. And at least your pillowcases, change those more frequently if you don't change your sheets as frequently, because, you think about it, that's where your mouth, nose, and eyes go. What if you text on the toilet? How disgusting is that? Well, microbiologist Dr. Philip Tierno says that if you think about it, you touch the door, pick up a virus, deposit it on the phone, which later goes near your mouth. And it only takes one cell, for instance, of the norovirus to chain you to the bowl. And that, I'm talking the toilet bowl. Phone-free. You may be hands-free, but that's not going to be a good hands-free to have, so you could be on the toilet for a week. So keep it in your pocket. Don't text and toilet. And what if you use the same dish towel until it starts to, smell? The odor is a warning. And I know guys are, they're more guilty of this than women usually. But by the time something smells, it has millions of organisms growing on it. That's why you can smell it. Including things like E. coli and Salmonella. So, even better than using dish towels is using paper towels. And I know that your environmentalists out there are saying, it's not, we're using valuable resources. Well, in the name of hygiene, I'll sacrifice some environmental costs, and my paper towel bill might be a little higher, but I'll be healthier as a result of it. Finally, what if you wash your coffee mug once a week? How disgusting is that? Well, if you take your coffee black, you're in luck, because coffee has antimicrobial properties. It doesn't contain any nutrients that bacteria need to multiply. However, if you use milk and other things in your coffee, those contain protein and sugars, and those could soon be feeding millions of germs. And if your lips deposit bacteria on the mug, so make sure you, if you do drink your coffee black, not a big problem. But if you don't, wash your mug every day. All right. Okay. Let's see. Oh, we already have the guest on the line. Okay. A few more articles to get to before we get on to our guest, David Stone, on anxiety. Oh, and a reminder, next hour, Alcohol addiction expert Doug Thorburn joins us. He's the author of four books on alcohol addiction, drugs, drunks, and debits, how to spot hidden alcoholics, and alcoholism myths and realities. And we're going to talk about how you can detect hidden alcoholics in your family members, friends, coworkers, you know, people that you think you know well, and that you would for sure detect any sign of alcohol abuse. But such is not the case all the time. And Doug has some interesting information there on even how authorities can miss hidden alcoholics and how they're so intelligent in hiding their particular activities. So we'll talk about early stage addiction, genetic tendencies, personality types, and the highly functioning alcoholic, which most of them are. All right. Can light really kill germs? Well, hospitals are now zapping bacteria with UV rays, and that's a good thing. That UV light damages DNA structures of bacteria as well as fungus, effectively killing them off. And the good thing about it is they don't build up a resistance. This is the new Xenex disinfection systems. They use light beaming robots to sanitize rooms in more than 400 healthcare facilities worldwide. With its so-called Firefly UV disinfection device. It takes aim at roughly 45,000 infections at U.S. hospitals every year from contaminated catheters, for instance. And for home use, there's many UV lights that consumers can buy. So that's a good thing. Okay, brain cells. Does a smart person really have more brain cells than a less intelligent one? Well, we have around 86 billion neurons, brain cells, but we don't exactly know how much each person has in order to compare. You know, you can't compare it like you do your bank accounts or your possessions or anything, or even muscles or physiology. But last year, researchers at Free Amsterdam University found that people with a higher IQ had neurons that were longer, more complex, and carried more information around the brain. So there you go. Longer neurons. And let's see, one more article and then we'll get on to our guest. Bowel cancer screenings should be recommended only for people at high risk due to their age, family history, or other factors, according to new guidelines. Now, you always heard about getting your colonoscopy by age 50. Well, they're reviewing or they're having second thoughts about this this particular diagnostic procedure. And a review of the evidence suggests that in most cases, the benefits are small and uncertain and outweighed by potential harms from false positives, as well as anxiety, which we're going to be talking about with David Stone, and bowel perforation. Instead, doctors should calculate people's risk with things like software and taking their age and other factors into account, family history, sex, and whether they smoke or drink. All right, that's it for the Health Hotline News. When we come back, anxiety on the menu right after this.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Frosty the Snowman.
Well, this is your flake-free snowman. It's not Frosty. It's David the Snowman, not to be confused with a flaky snowman. Here to keep you cool and healthy, and I promise not to give you the snow job. Here on our guest on our phone conference line to help us unsubscribe to anxiety is David Stone. He's the author of that new book, and he's going to tell us how to make worry a thing of the past and maybe start some new habits to replace worrying so that we can be more proactive in our life and live a worry-free life. I don't know if that's possible. We'll find out right now. David Stone, how the health are you?
I'm just fine, thank you, and I am in fact worry free.
Oh, so, my gosh!
And I would be the testament to the fact that it is in fact possible.
Now, is it because you were a worry wart before? Is that are you coming full circle, 180 degrees, the other extreme?
Absolutely, yes. I got really, really good at it. In fact, about 10 years ago, I worried myself into homelessness.
And, whoa.
It was great fun waking up in my car every morning. But I realized, come on, you're a smart guy. You know I have no mental illness per se, and yet I managed to do that. So I set out on a journey to find out everything I could about how my brain works and why it constantly wants to worry and be anxious, and how I can start controlling it instead of it controlling me. And I found a solution and basically transformed my life. And now I really, really, really want to share this with everybody because I know so many people suffer from anxiety and worry and self-doubt, which is a big piece of it as well.
Well, it has a huge effect on our health. Tell us how anxiety does affect our health.
Oh my gosh, it is, it's a huge impact on health because your body cannot tell the difference between a situation that is real and
right.
a situation that is simply imagined.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all about that. And so if you are imagining a threatening situation, then your body goes into response mode, and it gets all tense, and the muscles tense up, and the heart rate increases. You get cortisol flooding into your system, and your body's ready for that fight or flight. But if, in fact, the only threat is my friend didn't like my Facebook post, or 10 years from now I'm concerned about the funds in my retirement, then am I going to spend the next 10 years in fight or flight, rip fight mode? Well, your body just gets ravaged by that. And there's all kinds of terrible, terrible physical side effects of chronic anxiety.
And it seems like it would result in paralysis because, you're so worried about what might happen that you end up taking no action and not taking any measures to prevent whatever you're worrying about from happening eventually. And so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's a really good point, and it leads into something that's very important, because anxiety and worry are, I like to call them, they're emotions on the fear spectrum,
mm-hmm.
because underlying them all, I'm afraid that something that's really, this is not going to end well. Now, at the extreme end of fear, the saber-toothed tiger is running at me. Or, you know, moving into the modern age, I step out in the street and the bus is coming at me. That induces a fear, and that's a really healthy response, and
sure.
It's built into our instinct. But the interesting thing is, in an instant like that, there is no anxiety or worry. You know instantly exactly what to do, and you take action instantly. And you jump out of the way of the bus, and the fear goes away. Whereas an anxiety-inducing or a worrisome instance is much more vague and usually off in the future somewhere. And so there is no real action that we can take. I just sit there and cogitate about it forever, thinking, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? What, you know, boy, oh boy, what if that, you know, here we are in the holidays. What if I get a gift from my mother-in-law and she doesn't like it? and so there is no real action that we can take, although I'll get to that in a little while, because I think that that's one of the ways that we can get around it. But that's the difference, because it is entirely possible to live an anxiety and worry-free life. A fear-free life is not possible, because fear is a very useful instinct.
Sure.
And there are things that come along, rarely, but they do come along, that rightly should be afraid of.
Well, it's like pain. You know, pain is a signal that you need to do something about something. I mean, if you put your finger on the stove and it's telling you to pull away from that source of what's causing injury. So, I think pain and fear are in the same realm as far as the protective mechanisms that are survival necessities in the human condition. Yeah. So
that's
now
exactly
tell us, does our society breed worry and anxiety? I mean, is it our consumerism? Some of the advertising is presenting the problem, and then of course the solution is having the product or service that they're recommending or selling. Because we're so geared in that regard, and that our society actually breeds worry and anxiety, and because of people, you know, basically the basis of business.
It is that, but there are other things in addition to that. There are really the one of the reasons that anxiety and worry are so prevalent. There are two reasons. First of all, we have built into us something that psychologists call a negativity bias, and this was built in millions of years ago, and as a protective device,
mm-hmm.
so that when you were walking through the savannah and the saber-toothed tiger was lurking in the woods, you would see the movement and instantly think, oh, okay, something's wrong.
Yeah, right.
Or something might be a threat. So that's it used to be a very useful thing, but so did the appendix. It used to be useful, and we don't need it anymore, but it still hangs around. And this negativity bias is there. The problem is that now what it's responding to is, not real and imminent dangers. It's responding to, why didn't I get invited to that party? The second reason is that the world around us has trained us from birth to worry and to be anxious. And if you look at the media, for example, the news media, you turn on the news, and I mean, you can't walk to an airport, you can't sit at a sports bar or you can't stand on your treadmill, because now they've all got the TVs in front of them. And there's CNN, there's Fox News, there's everybody blaring at you. And not only do they bring you the news, but they're required to fill 24 hours a day with news, and they want the eyeballs, because their sponsors are paying them for eyeballs. And so what they do is they have anchors who are trained and paid to say, here's what you need to know right now. Well,
yeah.
I first of all, having heard about it, I realized I didn't need to know that, and I certainly don't need to know it right now. But the way it's presented is that to hype up the drama.
Sure.
And the drama brings eyeballs. We all respond to drama.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Weather Channel, just to turn on the, it says, is it going to be nice tomorrow for my picnic? That's not nearly enough. They've got to fill 24 hours too. And so they've got all these shows, and they've got three separate different shows about tornadoes.
Is that right? I haven't watched the Weather Channel. Okay.
and then they've got one show called Why Planes Crash. You know, that'll watch that just before you go to bed at night, and to lull you into.
Or just before you go on a trip, before you go flying somewhere.
Exactly. Wow. So yes, and of course on the commercial side of things, and especially with medications, here's all these terrible symptoms. Ask your doctor if whatever is right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden I've got this mole on my arm. Is it getting bigger? Oh, I think it might be getting bigger. What's that? I've got a little scratch in my throat. Oh, I better run. And so the whole society is training us to be worried about things. Now, here's the funny thing. No one ever questions. Like, everybody's anxious. Everybody assumes that this is the way we ought to be because everybody else is.
Yeah.
But no one has ever said, just a minute, does this help at all?
Right.
Does it help to be anxious? Does it help resolve the problem? My favorite children's fairy tale is that old Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah.
Finally took some naive kid that said, just a minute, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, right. Or the Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, have you remember Dr. Wayne Dyer, the American psychologist?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. I used to know him. He lived in Maui here in Hawaii in his last years, and he was a guest on the show over the years.
What an honor, a great guy.
Yeah, it was an honor to know him. But anyway, I remember one of his talks. He said he was talking about worrying, which is what we're talking about today with you. And he said, "Well, if you can do something about, or if you can't do anything about what you're worrying about, why worry about it? And if you can do something about what you're worrying about, then." Do something about it instead of worrying about it. There's no reason to worry about it. It really makes sense.
And he was absolutely right. And that brings us to a strategy for dealing with a worrisome situation. So you're confronted with a situation. Okay, I've got my boss has unexpectedly called me into his office tomorrow morning, first thing. And for this very important meeting. So now I'm sitting here worrying. Okay, what's going on?
Right.
Am I in trouble? What's going on? In any kind of a worrisome situation, you have three choices. Number one, you can take some action. You can do something. If you recognize what the problem is, you can do something to alleviate it. Number two, you can relax and do nothing. And number three, you can worry. Now, the benefit of action is you get results. So you try something, anything, and if it solves the problem is gone. You can go away. If it doesn't solve the problem, at the very least, you've got feedback. And now you said, oh, that didn't work, but it produced this result.
Right.
And now I can adjust my action.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the benefit that way. Doing nothing gives you the benefit of relaxation and leisure time. And you can read a book or go for a jog or whatever you want. So there's benefit in both those areas. Worrying provides you no benefit whatsoever. It doesn't solve the problem, and it brings you no benefit. So it's the worst possible option.
All right.
And that's what Wayne was getting at. And that's the old serenity prayer, grant me the wisdom to recognize the things I can do to change and the things I can't, and to not worry about the ones I can't.
Well, David, I'm going to take your advice on, and I'm going to pick one. Number one, we need to take action to take a commercial break or a bottom of our station ID. So when we come back, I have many more questions for you, and we'll tell you how to get the book Unsubscribe to Anxiety by the author David A. Stone. We'll talk about letting anxiety go, also opting out of worry and living a worry-free life, how to do that when we come back right after this as Dr. Health continues. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Dr. Health Radio, brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Noni Lavender Lotion. Discover the healing power of Noni at realnoni.com. Also by Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company featuring safe and effective phytocannabinoids without the controversial cannabis. And by Master Supplements, the creators of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. More information at Theralac.com.
Your feet have the weight of your world on them. If they're not healthy, two words might be affecting your 2 feet. Plantar fasciitis. Those two words could be the reason your 2 feet aren't what they should be. That's why when it comes to foot pain of any type, the only two words to remember are step ahead. Step Ahead is your arch support and foot health headquarters. They'll get you back on track with customized orthotics and specialized footwear that help rid you of plantar fasciitis and other foot-related ailments. In addition to plantar fasciitis, your feet are impacted by weight, friction, and improper footwear. So stop by Step Ahead and let their certified arch consultants give you a free foot analysis. Plus, check out Voca 1-1 shoes, which provide 50% more midsole material and Acro foot roll. Take care of your 2 feet with just two words. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center across from Pearl Ridge. And now in the Ohana Holly Marketplace, Ward Avenue. Online at stepaheadhawaii.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow, snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. And speaking of snow, you know, you always think of snow as white, right? Well, our health tip of the week is, and trust me on this one, you don't want to have a white Christmas, nutritionally speaking. Get the white out of sight, as in white bread and cakes, cookies, crackers, white rice, pasta, potatoes, ramen. You get the picture. You can have white cauliflower, but that's it. Okay. But eat the colors of the rainbow. Although, you know, providing you're not eating jelly beans, which come in all the colors of the rainbow, there are exceptions to the rule. But anyway, that's our health tip of the week. Get your the white out of sight when it comes to white foods. Most white foods are nothing but starch. All right, back to our guest on anxiety, talking today with David Stone. David, how can people get your book, Unsubscribe to Anxiety?
Well, they can go to Amazon. They can go to a Barnes & Noble. They can go anywhere that books are sold.
Fantastic.
And they can order. Yeah, and it may not be stocked yet because it just came out in October, but you can order it from any of them, and they'll deliver it for you. Amazon might be the fastest if they want that. The title is Unsubscribed from Anxiety.
Oh, from Anxiety, excuse me. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's all right. That's all right. We want to make sure everybody has it. Now, one other thing that I did, you know, you just had your commercial break. I want to invite your listeners, if they are interested in a free little pamphlet guide to an anxiety-free holiday season. If they wanted to go to our website and register for, and we have a weekly blog that's called Fearless Friday.
Oh, that's good.
For living a fearless life and living a worry-free life. And if they sign up for the blog, we'll send them a little three-page pamphlet on worry-free holiday season.
Is it too late, though? Because we're only a few days away from the big holiday. Really? It's never too late?
No,
okay. Well, that's good.
Well, I will email it to them.
Right. Okay.
But the only thing I'd ask is when they go to the contact form and fill it out, and there's a spot there that says, where'd you hear about us? Put in Dr. Health.
Okay.
I want to know that you're listeners, and then we'd be happy to send them via email their tip to the anxiety-free holidays.
Okay, let's
and
talk
our
about...
website,
oh, go ahead. The website, please. Yeah.
Yeah. The website is the letter I, so I and then a hyphen, fearless. So I-fearless.com.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I like that. Nice and positive. All right. Let's talk about the ups and downs of anxiety. Everybody has ups and downs in their life. And so their anxiety levels go up and down commensurately. Talk about how we can minimize the, maximize the positive, minimize the negatives, or minimize the ups, the increase in anxiety, and maximizing the suppression of anxiety or elimination of anxiety.
Well, let's talk, for example, let's talk about the holiday season a little bit. One of the things that happens in the holidays is everybody says, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that.
Right.
And we're just sort of consumed with all these what seem to us to be obligations. But the truth is that no one in the world, no one and nothing can force you to do anything. Everything we do is a personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of thinking, well, I have to buy gifts for other people, I have to travel to see my family, and it's snowing, not where you are, but anyway, I have to attend too many social functions, I have to spend too much. But what we want to do is remind ourselves that no matter what it is, and whether it's holidays or whether it's any kind of a situation, I have to pay my taxes, I have to write these exams. The truth is that there are many people who don't pay their taxes. There are many people who don't buy anybody gifts in the holidays and all the rest of it. And you say, yeah, but then there are bad consequences if I don't do these things. Yes, that's true. But the point is you have a choice. And as soon as you realize that it's my choice that I'm making, then you regain the power.
Mm.
If we think that it's somebody else forcing us to do this, we feel utterly powerless.
That's right.
And then we have, that's where anxiety and worry, because if this person does that to me, what else are they going to do to me that might harm me?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, it's always a choice. And so, for example, and we can work through it and realize that I'm making choices all the time. So I say, I have to pay my taxes. Well, no, you don't have to pay my taxes. Yeah, but if I don't pay my taxes, the IRS will come after me. And if the IRS comes after me, they will seize my bank account. If they seize my bank account, I'll go bankrupt. And if I go bankrupt, I might be homeless. So given the choice, I'd rather pay my taxes than be homeless. Okay. So, but you realize that it is, in fact, a choice that you make, and you own that choice, and suddenly the anxiety goes away.
Yeah, you mentioned the obligation of getting Christmas gifts, things like that. This is the first year, and it's because I was flattened by the flu last week, as I mentioned at the outset of the program this morning, and I decided, you know what, I'm just not going to do Christmas cards. It's the first year ever that I have not done Christmas cards. And it took a load of stress off my mind. Like, I couldn't believe, because, it's like two or three dozen or four dozen Christmas cards. I always have to, I'm the kind of person where I have to put my, a little extra message in every card. I don't just sign it and send it off.
Right.
So, this is a year that nobody gets a card from me. It's not the end of the world. So,
here'd be an interesting thing, interesting little test for you, and that is keep a tally of how many people phone you up and say, David, that's it. You are off my thanks list. You didn't send me a Christmas card.
I'm on the naughty list.
Yeah. I guarantee you that no one will ever do that. And yet that's the kind of exactly
that's right.
The kind of thing that causes the anxiety.
Yeah, you're so true. Now, you were talking earlier about people's habit of worrying. How do we break the habit of, habits are hard to break. That's the hardest thing to do, is to break a bad habit. So how can we stop worrying, or at least habitually worrying to where it is affecting us negatively?
Well, the first thing is to recognize that it is, in fact, a habit. In the book, I go through a whole process. The first third of the book is a process of talking about and doing what I call an analysis, like a scientific study of worry. And I tell people that we're scientists in the laboratory with our white lab coats on. There's a blob of anxiety on the lab table in front of us to dissect it. And we talked earlier about how we're all trained to worry from birth, the world around us. Here's an interesting thing. Scientists tell us that infants are born with two and only two fears, and one is fear of loud noises, and
right.
The other is fear of falling.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Everything else is learned from there on. You weren't born being afraid of flying. We weren't born being afraid of dogs or anything
right.
else like that. So we learn these things along the way, and we pick them up, and then they simply became, we respond this way all the time, so we continue to, and they're unconscious habits, like so many habits are. So the first step is to recognize that it is, in fact, a habit. And then we start paying attention. We invoke something that I like to call a third party observer, sort of your a separate part of your brain that you want to engage and point out to you when it is that you're worrying. And there's actually, you're probably familiar with this, our reticular activating system, the RAS, which is a little piece of the brainstem. And its job is designed to point out to you and bring to your attention things that are important to you. So if you send it the message, I want to catch myself worrying, because most worry is subconscious, catch myself worrying, over a week or two, you'll suddenly realize, oh, there I am worrying again. And then you can start to be a little bit more detached from it and a little bit removed from it. Ah. So we want to raise our awareness of our own worrying and realize, oh, I'm doing this all the time, or there I go again. And then there's some exercises that we put in. There's a thing that where we take the inventory of what exactly are the items that I'm worried about. And then there's even a scale in there. We call it the SUDS. Subjective Units of Distress Scale. And it allows somebody to say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, just exactly how uncomfortable am I when I am on a plane or when I am meeting strangers, whatever it is that we're anxious about. And then we, so now we're a little bit arm's length removed from this habit. And then what we do is we go through another exercise that we say, well, I can't stop worrying. I can't run a marathon. All the things. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't, go up and talk to strangers. Well, then we start in, replacing that with, well, I won't run a marathon. Mm. I won't, go up and talk to strangers. I won't stop worrying. And then I could run a marathon. I could talk to strangers. And slowly, in this process, we start gaining the power back again. And we start saying, you know, I could if I wanted to. I don't want to, but I could if I wanted to. And then you start to say, I can do it. And then what I do is, in the book, we take our readers through a guided visualization, where what we've done is actually isolated, because anxiety shows up as tension in the body, and whether it's in your jaw or whether it's in your shoulders or wherever.
Yeah, right.
And we start to manipulate that tension. So, for example, if it's in your shoulders, we say, okay, now take that tension and imagine it as a physical object, and now make it bigger, now make it smaller, now move it down to your left leg, now put it out to your right fingertip, and then take it out into your hand and hold it in your hand and bounce it up and down like a baseball, and now drop it on the floor, now pick it up again. And what's happening is you are taking control of the anxiety. The anxiety is now not this thing, because too often what we think is the anxiety is who I am.
Right,
it's
right.
Not, you know,
you're separating it from yourself, yeah.
Exactly, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
And then...
David, on that note, if you could hold that thought, we need to take one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here in the studio, and we'll have you complete that. And then also I want to ask you, is worrying genetic? My father was a worrywart. He had a PhD in it. am I more prone to it because of that? And I want to find out if there's any genetic link to worrying and the level of anxiety that people experience. So we'll talk more to David Stone about anxiety, and again, his book, Unsubscribe from Anxiety, and the website, i-fearless.com. We'll have more information for your good mental health here on Dr. Health, so stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Welcome to the next generation of whole food supplements, going beyond ordinary vitamins and minerals to bring you fresh, raw, whole food nutrition with real health benefits. When you take a whole earth and seed food supplement, you not only get certified organic non-GMO ingredients, you also benefit from food source nutrients more easily absorbed and utilized by the body. Vitamin E from sunflower, selenium from sprouted garlic, vitamin D3 from organic lichen, and calcium from wild harvested algae are just a few examples of the pure food nutrition you'll enjoy from every whole earth and seed product. Taking a multivitamin? Then choose from four formulas designed to support the nutritional needs of both younger and more mature men and women. Whole Earth and Seed also offers a selection of organic 3 supplements, including their fish-free marine algae 3. And if you want the best-tasting energy bar on the market, try the popular organic vegan greens protein bar with 15 grams of protein. You'll find Whole Earth and Seed products at your favorite natural food store. Learn more at WholeEarthSeed.com. Feel the difference that pure food nutrition can make in your health with Whole Earth and Seed.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, you can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications on the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
The mellifluous baritone voice of one of our former guests here on Dr. Health, Jim Nabors. Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Have a medical emergency? Call 911. Have an urgency? Call your doctor. Have an urge? Well, that's why we're here. If you have the urge to be healthy, you have tuned in to the right station for that. Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. Here to help us stay healthy on a mental plane is David Stone, the author of Unsubscribe from Anxiety. We're talking about anxiety now. David, finish the thought that you were discussing before the break. Sorry to have to have had you to cut you off there, but if you could complete
that. Not at all. Not at all. It was just, and I think we were pretty much finished, but I did want to pick up on something that you said earlier that about, you know, a habit is a hard thing to break. One of the things about breaking the anxiety habit is, as with breaking any kind of habit, if one, yes, you can break it, but unless you replace it,
that's right,
with some more healthy habits, it's going to come right back again. And there are three major mental habits that I really encourage people to work on to help replace their anxiety habit. And the first one is gratitude. If we spend all day, every day, thinking about the wonderful things that are going on in our life, then there is no room in your head for anxiety.
And
one of the nice little exercises that I like to do is I get people to write down, say, okay, I want you to think about 5 things that you did before the age of 18 that you were really proud of. Think major accomplishments, victories, whatever. And then, so you write those down, and you remember, and then re-experience the feeling that you had in that moment. And then move it up. 5 things that you accomplished when you were, you know, in college or your first job. And then 5 things when you were in your 30s. 5 things last week. Mm. And it's amazing how many people struggle with finding things that they've accomplished. Because
yeah.
The opposite of anxiety is self-confidence and self-esteem. And so if we can remember those things
right. And
be grateful for them, then uh-huh. It's fantastic. There's no room for anxiety.
Okay.
The second habit is what I call replace it with purpose. Because if you wake up every morning and you've got purpose in your life, here's a here's why I woke up. This is what I've got to do, and this is important work, as opposed to I go sit in a cubicle and wait till 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a key to longevity is purpose, having a purpose.
It really is. And then the final habit is something we call instant action, which goes back to what we talked about getting out of the way of the bus. So I've got a situation. There's something, you know, that I perceive might go wrong. What can I do right now in the next 30 seconds that might help to alleviate this? What can I do in three things I can do in the next 24 hours? I live in the southeastern U.S., and there's a lot of hurricanes. And, you know, come midsummer around these parts, everybody just gets nuts, and they're glued to the Weather Channel, and, another depression in the eastern Atlantic. It's just nuts. So, okay, what can you do if there's a hurricane coming? You can pull the furniture off your patio. You can make sure your emergency kit is ready, and you can plan your evacuation route. After that, relax.
Yeah, you can't do anything. Yeah, you just have to wait for the things to fall where they may. Now we're up against the clock. Just a minute or two left.
Yep.
Is worrying genetic? I want to get an answer from
you.
Oh
yeah, yeah. I do not believe so. I think that there are a lot of people that grew up with worry, and I hear that all the time. My mother was a worry. My aunt worries. My sister worries. Everybody worries. That just reinforces the fact that we were simply trained to, and we mimic the behavior that we see around us. Mm-hmm. But no, from a genetic standpoint, absolutely nothing.
Mm, interesting. Okay. All right. Well,
I removed your excuse.
You did. Okay. Now I have to live a worry-free life. Well, thank you, David Stone, for being there. And again, give us your website to unsubscribe from worry. I mean, from anxiety, excuse me.
It is fearless, fearless.com.
All right. Come back anytime. And give us a 2020 tune-up, a check-up from the neck up on our anxiety level next year, if you would.
I would love to, David. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, there goes David Stone, and here we go with hour number one. We'll have hour number two with Doug Thorburn talking about alcohol addiction. We're going to talk about this all-important topic at this time of the year, alcohol addiction, and we'll talk about how to spot hidden alcoholics on the road, because this is one of the most dangerous times of the year to be on our highways and byways. So, plus all of our regular features next hour. So stay tuned for hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio.